Amen. Would you turn in your Bibles? I trust you brought your Bibles to the house of the Lord this morning, to Exodus chapter 7. It's an honor to share the word of the Lord with you. I too want to make mention of the women's conference and just simply say sign up and register. It's going to be an amazing weekend in the presence of the Lord. I know maybe there may be some that are reluctant or have other plans, but just get over the reluctancy and change your plans and come on out and join us for a powerful time in the presence of the Lord. And also, the CTI, you know, I read that book, Why Revival Tarries, and I can say that that book really did impact and change my life. So I personally believe that there should be at least 1,000 people attending this next month. That book will change your life. The Bible will change your life, but that book, what a clarion call. Powerful. Exodus 7, verses 1 to 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. The word here, rod, it's symbolic and speaking figuratively of a branch as extending, a tribe, a rod, whether for chastening, correction, for ruling as a scepter, or walking, a staff, a support of life. It speaks of a company led by a chief with a staff. Exodus 7, verse 12, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. You know, we read a verse like this, we take this in, we read it, start of the Word of God, and we think, just the rod, just the staff, just a walking stick. Yeah, God used it, but where's the deeper meaning? Moses' rod, Aaron's rod, it's far more than just a walking stick. What it represented, what it spoke of, what it held. More than just a walking stick. The rod represented, it spoke of, and signified a support system. It spoke of a rule of life. That very rod housed heritage. It spoke of belonging. It declared our tribe, it spoke of our father, the house of our father, and travel and pilgrimage. There's something about the rod. Something about the rod of Moses and the rod of Aaron. And I pray that this morning we see the deep meaning and that we're challenged, lifted, and that we rise and we planting the earth before every step, a rod just like Moses, just like Aaron. Numbers chapter 17, verses 1 to 8, it reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take every one of them a rod, according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head of their house, of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom. And I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds." Imagine a rule of life, a support of life that swallows up snakes and blossoms. A support system, a manner of existence, a heritage, a journey, a pilgrimage, a rod that swallows up snakes and blossoms. Imagine a rule of life and a support of life that is backed by God Himself, that is backed by the power of God. A rule of life or a support of life that actually moves God. Imagine a rule of life, a support of life that is used mightily of the Lord. Let us ask ourselves today, what are we leaning on? What are we ruling with? What are we walking with? What are we planting in the earth before every step? What tribe is my rod of? You know, we might not realize the inferiority of our support, our rule of life, our staff, our rod. We may need to look down this morning and see it for what it truly is. What kind of a rod do you hold in your hand, Father? What rod are you planting in the earth before every step and with every step? Mother, grandmother, grandfather, young married, young adult, youth, even a child. What rod? Number one this morning, a yielded rod. The rod of Aaron was a yielded rod. It was a surrendered rod. It was yielded over to the Lord. Aaron's rod was fully yielded to the Lord. All that it represented, all that it declared, all that it housed, all that it embodied. And the truth is this morning and in life that we all have our rod. We all have our walking stick that is far more than just a walking stick. And what it represents is our support system, our rule of life. It represents our heritage, our belonging, our tribe, our family, our company. The rod signifies our life and the journeys, the travels, and the pilgrimage that we are on. And the truth is this morning, not all rods are equal in the sight of the Lord. Not all support systems are equal in the sight of the Lord. Not every rule of life and manner of life and existence and travel and pilgrimage, it's not all equal in the sight of the Lord, and maybe we think it is, but it's simply not true. Numbers 17, verses 1 to 5, it reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass, that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom." Now the beautiful thing is this morning that every one of us can hold in our hand a chosen rod. Every one of us can plant a chosen rod in the earth before each and every step. But it begins with surrender. It begins with yielding. What kind of rod is my name etched into this morning? What kind of rod is your name etched into this morning? What kind of rule of life and support system, and what kind of travels and what kind of journeys and what kind of a pilgrimage is your name etched into this morning? It's a good question to ask ourselves. We might think our rod is just fine, but the question is to be asked of the Lord. What do you think, God? It begins with surrender. It begins with yielding. Numbers 17, verse 5, "The man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom." The truth is that the Word of God declares that the Lord chooses the yielded. The Lord chooses those that are surrendered. And right here, a surrendered rod, a yielded rod, it really does speak of everything. Isn't it how it is nowadays that we compartmentalize our lives and we yield certain things to the Lord and certain things we hold back? Whatever the reason might be, we surrender certain things and other things we hold back. It's like we take our rod, we take our manner of existence, we take our life, we take our support system, and we notch little notches in it. God, you got the first 6 inches, and I got the rest. Or you got the middle section, and I got the rest. As long as my hand rules, it's okay. And we give them a little, and boy, do we ask for a lot. Sometimes we're there giving him very, very little, and we expect such great things from God, and I think we ought to give him everything. But that's the struggle of man, isn't it? To truly surrender the rod, to truly yield, really just speaks of our life, a yielded life, completely yielded over to the Lord. Have we compartmentalized our life? And think about it this morning, have we? Maybe you haven't surrendered your business. Maybe you haven't surrendered your sons and your daughters. Maybe you haven't surrendered your time. You know, time is currency and we're all rich with time right now, but how are we spending it? Might look down at my support system and think it's just fine. But Lord, would you help me to see through your eyes that what I hold in my hand, what I'm gripping in life, what I'm planting in the earth with each and every step, may I see it for what it truly is. Begins a surrender, yielding it to the Lord. Number two, a chosen rod. This isn't based on human terms or our presumption or determination. This is based on the choosing of the Lord, and it's backed by his word, his authority, and his power. You see, I can take my rod, call it yielded, call it chosen. It doesn't mean it's yielded, and it doesn't mean it's chosen. I can take an orange and call it an apple. Doesn't mean it's an apple. Might sound like a silly picture this morning, But isn't that how it is sometimes in life? We've got our rod and we're so sure, we've convinced ourselves, or other brothers and sisters have convinced us, or the world has convinced us, or perhaps the enemy's convinced us that our rod is just fine. That it is surrendered and that it is chosen. And how often we come to others and we encourage them and say, it is chosen and it is okay and it is yielded. And that's an important message to hear, and the encouragement that comes with that. But heaven forbid we are pointing people in the wrong direction when their rule of support, their support system, their way of life is the orange and not the apple. And we're telling them everything's okay and that God has you and it's yielded and you've given everything to him, and don't worry, he's got you back. You're chosen. Your rod's chosen. Your way of life is chosen. Your parenting is chosen. The way you're ruling your finances, it's chosen. Your business is chosen. The way you attend church, it's chosen. Heaven forbid we're telling people that when it's just simply not the truth. Don't lead anyone astray. The word really does caution us. It's a strong caution. It is that we lead not even one little one astray, or it would be better that a millstone was hung around our neck and we were cast into the sea. A chosen rod, it's a rule of life and a support of life that swallows up snakes and blossoms. I don't know why we wouldn't want that kind of life. This is the desire of the Lord for every person. And I want to ask this morning, is our rod alive with the consuming power of God? Is our rod alive with the fullness and the abundance of the Lord, with the fruitfulness of the Lord? Is it evident? Chosen rod stands again. You see, Aaron cast it down and it consumed. It swallowed up the rods of the magicians of Egypt. Isn't that a beautiful picture? The truth is, this morning, there are some showdowns we can't buy ourselves out of, figure our own way out of. We face the rods of Egypt and they seek to consume our rod. We need a rod that is yielded to the Lord, chosen of the Lord, that our rod not be consumed, but that it consumes and stands again. You see, there are some showdowns in life we just can't buy ourselves out of. Maybe every showdown you've had so far in your Christian walk with the Lord and your relationship with Jesus Christ has been something you can figure your own way out of and buy your own way out of. There are some showdowns we can't buy our way out of. We can't figure our own way out of. I can't make the rod a snake. And I can't make that rod consume the rods of Egypt. Are you following me this morning? The Lord's calling us deep. What are we leaning on this morning? What are we gripping in our hand? If we could ask this morning, what is your support system? And I think for some, we'd be quick to tell of what it is. And it might not be surrender. It might not be yielding. Exodus 7, verses 10 to 12. In the Amplified, it reads, "So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw down his rod before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh called for the wise men skilled in magic, divination, and the sorcerers, wizards, and jugglers." Can you imagine being there? He calls for all these people. Are you ready for the showdown? Are you ready? At that point, you hope your rod's yielded, and you hope it's chosen. And he calls these magicians of Egypt, and they did similar things with their enchantments and secret arts. And at that point, we might panic. They cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. When Egypt cast down things to suck up our support system, our way of life, If it's yielded and chosen, we can trust that it will consume and not be consumed. And we'll take it in our hand once again and we'll walk on. And some people, isn't that the way it is? Their support system, their way of life. They cast it down, but it's not truly yielded and not truly chosen, and it doesn't have the power of God, and therefore it's consumed. Or it simply slithers with the other snakes. But there's a difference when we cast it down and it's backed by the power of God and it consumes. Now, there came a time when people who shouldn't have, they're rising up and murmuring against Moses and Aaron, moved God to settle the score. Numbers 17, 1-5, it reads, "And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and get from them rods or staves, one for each father's house. From all their leaders, according to their father's houses, 12 rods. Write every man's name on his rod. And you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, his great-grandfather." How powerful is that? "For there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house. You shall lay them up in the tent of meeting before the ark of the testimony where I meet with you. And the rod of the man whom I choose, it shall bud, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the Israelites which they murmur against you." The name of Aaron on the rod of his great-grandfather. Well, there's a message there. You see, God is moved when voices rise up against his chosen. God is moved when murmuring rises against his chosen. He backs the rod of his chosen, and the proving fruit is there, and that leads us to number three this morning, a fruitful rod. That we would have a fruitful support system, a fruitful way of life, a fruitful way of ruling, a fruitful pilgrimage, that when we cast it down or when it comes time, when there's murmuring against us, when there's voices against us, when there's accusation against us, that our way of life and the anointing of God upon our life would actually cause God to move and settle the score. I don't think this is too much for us this morning. Support system, a rule of life, a staff, a rod. It's speaking of a heritage, a family, a tribe, journeys, travels, and a pilgrimage. Authority, ruling that is alive and the buds and the blossoms and the yields almonds. It really does move the Lord. When the God is pleased with. "I like what you're holding in your hand, son." I hear the Father speaking. "I approve of what you're planting in the earth with each and every step." Numbers 17, verse 8, it says, "In the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi had sprouted and brought forth buds and produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds." And the voice, Bible reads, "The next day, when Moses went into the tent where the covenant was kept, it was obvious that Aaron of the Levite family was God's choice. Aaron's staff had grown not only little buds, but it had actually flowered and developed fully ripened almonds." The truth this morning is this: a yielded rod is a chosen rod, and a chosen rod consumes and blossoms. It has the power to deal with the serpents of Egypt. It's backed by the Lord, and it has the fruit, divine fruit, the proving fruit of the Lord. I want us to ask ourselves this morning, what am I leaning on? All of us here this morning, what am I leaning on? It doesn't matter if we're a leader, if we've been here for 30 years, or if we've been here for 3 hours. What am I leaning on? What am I ruling with? And heaven forbid it change. And if it's changed, let's hear the call this morning. What am I walking with? What am I planting in the earth before every step? What tribe is my rod of? When I'm strong and when I need support, what is my hand holding and gripping? When I come like Moses with his people before an unsurpassable body of water and an army of pursuers at our rear, what am I stretching out? Am I confident in what I'm holding in my hand? Confident that the Lord has chosen it? Again, this isn't based on human presumption or our own idea of what God has chosen and what God has not chosen. It's based on his determination of what he has chosen. When I, like Moses, take my rod and stretch my hand to the sky, to heaven. When I, like Moses, take my rod and stretch forth my hand over the land of Egypt. When I, like Aaron, take my rod and smite the dust of the earth. When I, like Aaron, smite the river with my rod. How about this? When I rule in my home, when I govern, when I chasten, when I lead as a father, as a mother, as a brother, as a sister, as a child, as a grandfather, as a grandmother, what am I leading with? What am I ruling with? What am I correcting with and directing with? What am I planting in the ground with each and every step? What kind of a support system? What kind of a rule of life? Of what tribe is it? Is it of the tribe of the Lion of Judah, or is it of some other tribe? Is it yielded? And is it chosen? You see, not all punishment and correcting in the home is yielded. And that's where we get into trouble. Not all manner of ruling in the home is chosen. And that's where we get into trouble. Not all rule of life in a marriage is yielded. That's where we, get into trouble. We're chosen, and that's where we get into trouble. We might not realize the inferiority of our support, our rule of life, our staff, our rod. We may need to look down this morning and see it for what it truly is. When's the last time you looked down and honestly took stock of your life? Is it yielded, Lord? Or have I broken my rod up into sections that you get part and I get a significant part? It's an amazing thing that we come to the Lord and surrender, cry out that he has everything, but then we sometimes give him very little. And we set boundaries up and borders up and fences up and try and keep him out of certain things. And yet somehow we're convinced that it's yielded, that that area is yielded and that area is chosen. God's asking us to yield it all, to surrender it to him, that it might be chosen. Let's have the worship team return this morning. You know, it is just not a stick. It's more than just a stick. It's more than just a shaft or a staff. It's my rod, it's your rod. You know what it is? It's my life, it's my heritage, it's my tribe, it's my family, it's my journey, my pilgrimage, it's my authority, it's my support system, it's what I'm leaning on, it's my rule of life. That's what it's speaking of here. That's the deeper meaning here. What's in our hand this morning? What are we holding and gripping? Is it yielded? Is it chosen? Does it consume and does it blossom? Let's read Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Then Moses answered and said, But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? I mean, God's obviously trying to teach us something here. What is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. I want to encourage us all this morning, don't flee from the life and power that the Lord's put in your rod, put in your rule of life, in your support system, in your journey, in your travel, in your walk, in your pilgrimage. Verse 5, in the voice it says, this sign is so the people will believe that I, the Lord God of their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have revealed himself to you. And the message reads, God said to Moses, reach out and grab it by the tail. And he reached out and grabbed it, and he was holding his staff again. That's so they will trust that God appeared to you, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The Lord is in this place this morning, and he's looking for yielded rods. It may be that he is calling us, just like we read here in Exodus 4, like we just took this portion of scripture in. It may be that he is calling us and we're questioning the call. That we're questioning his leading and wondering if the people will believe us or listen to us or trust that he has appeared to us. Hear his voice today. What's in your hand? Cast it to the ground. Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers has appeared to you. I believe the Lord is calling fathers this morning, mothers this morning, to rule their house according to his standard. And he's saying this morning, what's in your hand? Cast it on the ground, reach out your hand and take it by the tail that they might believe that the Lord God has appeared to you. Don't let fear or common sense hold you back, and don't rule with the wrong rod. Today, what's in our hand? What are we gripping and what are we planting in the earth with each and every step? Let's stand. A yielded rod is a chosen rod, and a chosen rod consumes and blossoms. I'm just gonna sing this song out.